Yes, please.
Just cancel, please.
Okay.
Yes?
Governor Hughes of New Jersey on 90.
Yes?
Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, Mr. President.
How you getting along?
I'm pretty well, sir, and I hope you're the same.
Well, we got a little trouble. We got problems out in Vietnam. How are things coming up in Jersey with your riding situation?
Pretty well. I have two or three special riot specialists from the state police over there, but I haven't sent in my state police because I think that's just sort of a declaration of war. Mm-hmm. But I put out a very tough statement today that we're going to have law and order, no matter what it takes, National Guard included. Mm-hmm. We got a pretty good mayor over there, and I've got two or three good, excellent Negro friends over there that are working with him, although on the surface they appear to be working opposite to each other. But I'm very much, very suspicious, Mr. President. There was an Italian fellow that came over to agitate this from Brooklyn or someplace last night, and they held him in $5,000 bail as a ringleader, and he put up the bail pretty fast, and about 26 other people arrested, and they put up from varying amounts, 100 to 500 up, and this doesn't look like civil rights money to me. So I talked to our U.S. Attorney, Dave Satz, this evening, and I've got our Attorney General, and they're both pressing a real close investigation of this bail situation. And if the money comes from where I think it's coming, maybe we'll have something. Now, I don't think we should be too optimistic about it, sir, because they naturally hide that, you know, they cover their trail pretty much.
You think that the FBI get you?
I think so, yes, sir. I asked the U.S. Attorney, he told me, we've got four names of some ringleaders from out of the state, but we haven't been able to shake them down yet and get anything out of them. But it might be that one of these fellows will turn up something, and gee, if we could, it'd be a gold mine.
They're stirring it up, there's no question. We found the bodies in Mississippi tonight.
They did? Oh, they did. I heard some reference on the radio to that. Three graves, yeah.
Well, now you let me know if there's anything I can do, Governor, and I'll ask Hoover to get in touch with you tomorrow.
All right, sir, I'll do that. Meanwhile, Mr. President, I'm going to talk a little to the press tomorrow about some personal preferences or ideas I might have, subject always to the fact that the President, whoever he picks, is our man, so forth.
All right.
But I'm going to speculate a little bit on what I consider about these qualifications of congressional experience. So forth, so.
Good. Are you going to indicate a preference?
I'm talking about Humphrey.
Good.
And I just talked to Jim Kellogg, who's a big money man, Wall Street. Now, he says, you can quote my name 1,000%. I talked to Vince Murphy, the chief of our AFL-CIO. He's down at your luncheon or your meeting about a week ago. He's 100% for him.
Good.
And I think this will save, sir, some of this labor attrition that I detect on account of this Negro situation.
Good.
And I think that has helped.
Good.
I'm going to guard it, Mr. President, by saying first, whoever the President says is the one I'm for, but if anyone were to ask me my personal preference, I'd say so-and-so and so-and-so.
Good. Good, Dick.
That might crystallize a little bit.
Good. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you.
Bye. I just want you to be sure all our facilities are available to you any way you need them.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.
Good night.
Hello? Waiting?